Police: Man stabbed in head during random attack in NYC. By Amy Furr on August 9, 2021. Police on Sunday began investigating when a man was reportedly stabbed in the head with a knife during a seemingly unprovoked attack in the Bronx, according to the New York City Police Department, NYPD. Authorities told Pix 11 the incident happened at approximately 5 p.m. on St. Paul's Place near Fulton Avenue in the Morrisania area of the borough. The 49-year-old victim was approached by the unidentified man who, without any words exchanged, pulled out a knife and stabbed the man in the head, the outlet reported. According to the New York Post, the victim was transported to St. Barnabas Hospital suffering from a severe cut on his head. The alleged attacker fled the area, going south on Fulton Avenue, police told the outlet. He was seen in surveillance footage released by authorities on Sunday, showing a man wearing a black Adidas t-shirt and bright yellow shorts. Meanwhile, Bronx shootings have risen 56% this year under the leadership of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., Breitbart News reported on July 29. New York has the gun controls which the Biden administration and other Democrats at the federal level are pushing for the entire country. Those controls include a red flag law, universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, firearm registration requirements, and ammunition registration. In addition, an NYPD lieutenant assigned to help stop gun violence in the Bronx was shot in the ankle recently during a struggle with a gang member, according to Commissioner Dermot Shea. The individual was safely taken into custody with no injuries. "Our lieutenant and officers were all removed here to Jacoby Hospital. Thankfully, the lieutenant was treated and released and is expected to make a full recovery," Shea said. "The other three officers were removed here for minor bumps and bruises, and likewise, we are very lucky that they are okay," he concluded.